Blog Talk Radio.
I don't wanna go there.
Country and my planet. And that means saving the people I love and I care about. And that's what I do.
Yes, you do.
Chris, wait!
Thank you.
I'd like to blame all lies. Maybe we just weren't right, but that's a lie. That's a lie. And we can deny it as much as we want, but in time our feelings will show.
Sooner or later, we'll wonder why we came. Welcome to the Love Zone. And tonight I have my soft-spoken diva, La Perla Negra, and with me. Going on, diva, how you feel?
I'm feeling. How you feeling, diva?
I'm hanging in there, I'd say. Diva. Yeah. So tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Link. Why be average when you can be raw? And I got mine, Rawlings, on to you.
I got mine. Yeah.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to give a shout-out to our illustrious CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, and my balladeer. Thank you, sir, for this platform. Without you, there is no Love Zone. So, or Epiphany, for that matter.
Okay.
So, Diva. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the caller number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1. Come on and share your opinion tonight. Like you, as my diva says, we love you to participate. So, diva, what do you think about this topic tonight?
Okay, I'm going to give you my opinion on the topic. With it, you're asking the question, when you hear being in a love zone, what's your first thought? And how is it comparable to being in a friend zone? Honestly, I don't see a comparison, even though they are two total different animals, two total different kinds of relationships. If you feel like you're in a love zone, people tend to be a lot less cautious with their approach to their person. They tend to allow things to happen more organically and just go with the flow. Their emotions and feelings that are being expressed. With you being in a friend zone, people are apprehensive about saying certain things as to not offend the person that they want to be with. They're more cautious, and they tend to give a second thought to what they're going to say or how they're going to approach that person. They replay over and over in their head first how they're going to say what they're going to say. They think about a lot of things. They fantasize about their person, but they don't act on them because they know the position that they're in, the difference between the love zone and the friend zone. There's just certain lines and barriers that you dare not cross being friend, you know? And you respect it. You respect it. You leave it there. And unless that person that you're interested in comes out and says something that is in relation to how you're feeling. Even then, the friend is still kind of cautious about taking that step forward and going a little bit deeper into what they're saying or a move that they're making. So that's my take. Wow. What about you, Diva?
Now, I like what you said. Now, see, when I hear that I'm in the love zone, in a love zone, that's when, and it's really funny because I'm almost opposite, because when you're in a love zone, like you said, some people are just blatant as hell. They want to break you up, come on in and do whatever, you know. But now your friend, if you're in a friend zone, the friends will stick by you. I don't think a friend is more apprehensive. A real friend is going to tell you the truth, especially if you're in the friend zone with them. And then on the flip side, in the love zone, it just seems like the very day you actually find that one, then here they come out of the woodwork like, you know what I mean? And then they're all bleating and they're coming in and, well, I'm better and I'm this and I'm that. But where were you? Where were you? You see what I'm saying? So, it's something, though. Sometimes I think my best bet is the friend zone because, you know, then at least I get it straight. You know what I'm saying? I get it, straight from the horse's mouth. Anything happens, I'm aware. Diva, do you have a piece for tonight?
I have something. When I was writing, kind of got distracted on, so I didn't get a chance to finish it. But I got something that I have. I've had for a little bit. It's untitled, but it's still a piece, nonetheless.
Your usual thing, right?
Yeah. It's good. It's okay.
Whenever you're ready to make it yours.
Thank you. All right. The storms I've weathered, y'all would have drowned in from the start. Your love is not a tool to use at your convenience. But there are those who have played with me and treated me as though I can just turn it on and off like some sort of a light switch. I do not run in the shadows, but I am very protective of my love, nor am I disposable. And for those of us who've been in love, given love wholeheartedly, we know it doesn't work like that, and that there's a difference between feeling and giving it and knowing and having it. You see, I know love. It flows all through me. And I've given so much of it, with so much more of it to still give. I just never felt it from any of them. But that doesn't mean that there isn't someone out there brave enough to give me the kind of love that I deserve. And there's been plenty of times that I didn't want to be like this. Times that I hated not being able to my heart off to love, but spirit keeps me filled with it. So I can't give up on love because I understand how unique my heart is. And I don't just give it away to just anyone anymore. And that's that piece.
Wow. I love that. You're very cautious, and I like that. And you know what you want. And, you know, that peace is everything. It's exactly what you want. You want to be loved the way you want. Or maybe
right.
The way you love yourself, you know.
That's right.
I like that.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know what, Diva, before we get into your piece, I have to say, you know what, people need to, I stress this to people, heal and love yourself. That way you give a fair chance to the next person that comes in that can give you the love that you deserve. And you don't bring in the hurt and the pain from the previous relationship. Because it's unfair to them. You know what I'm saying? You don't bring it in because they didn't do it to you. The new one didn't do it to you. When we don't heal inside, we unconsciously put that off on them. We don't even realize what we're doing. And that person might love you just enough to take it, but how much can a person take? You know what I mean? Everybody has a capacity. You don't want it to get like that. So that's pretty much all I got to say. Now, Diva, I want to hear. I know we all want to hear what you brought, Diva. Now, I know you got something to listen. Yeah, so
well,
whenever you're
very,
ready.
Very short.
That's all right. The mic is yours.
When I hear I'm in the love zone, I feel secure and confident in the fact that anytime, anywhere, I can kiss your lips and bounce on that bone. Not that I didn't have confidence, but when it comes to the love zone, I don't straddle the fence. He's fine, cultured, and mine. If I ever hear I'm in the friend zone, it's just that. I can have anyone I want to. Because if I'm just a friend, my loyalties don't belong to you. I date whom I want, when I want. My whereabouts you don't need to know. If it's understood, just go with the flow. Each side has its pros and cons. If I had a choice, I'd be in the love zone. Not because of the sex. But to have that special someone hold my heart to cherish as I was his, it's my deepest wish. Yet the friend zone is fun too. I would be foot and fancy free. Either way would be cool, because you're always with me, and that's that peace.
That's what I'm talking about. You don't straddle the fence when it comes to the love zone, okay? I know that's right. That's what I'll be trying to say. Look, man, look, what you going to do? Because when you straddle, you got a tendency to teeter-totter, and you fall over, you're going to hurt yourself one way or the other. So pick a side. Make a choice and stick to it. Don't play with the person. You know what I'm saying? This is a whole other topic for a whole other show.
And
okay?
It is.
Because I could go
and guess what?
That's
exactly right. And what you just said about 2-3 minutes ago about the baggage and the person didn't do it to you, that's another topic. And that's coming soon. It's got you. I refuse to straddle the fence also. When I love someone, I turn into
I think I turn into instant nurturer, best friend, mm-hmm. you know. And if I'm in the friend zone, then my friends will not ever know everything about me. Now, the one who truly loves me will. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if I'm in the love zone, I do want it to be with my best friend. But if I can't,
right.
I'll stay right where I'm at. That is for sure.
It is so important to become friends before you get into that titling actually what the relationship is, okay? Mm-hmm. If it's a relationship where you're going to grow together and you know, get into that thing where you're going to become one, yeah, you need to know that person. You need to you know, take some time with them. Don't be so quick, okay? Marriage and love is not a race. Okay, it's not a competition that you put yourself in. Okay,
sure.
But do that there.
I know. Yeah, exactly. Diva, I am ready to open up the mics. Are you ready, my dude?
I am so ready. Let's do this.
Okay. We have on the mic King Atterbury.
Going on. So, ladies, how y'all doing tonight?
Hey, what's going on, King? We good. How you doing?
I'm cool. Y'all be having me challenge my pen game, I'm telling you.
That's a good thing, though. You're a poet.
Yeah, I love you, ladies,
though. Thank you.
Good topic. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
What do you think about
it's
it?
It's a go with the flow moment, but at the same time, it's a take notice moment. You know, you got to peep things for how they are. You know,
absolutely. Do you want to ask him the question or what?
Okay, well, hang out of there. When you hear you're in the love zone. When you think about and even for is that comparable to being how is that comparable to being in a friend zone? So what do you think?
I enjoy being in a love zone because I love the love. You know, when you're in a friend zone, it can be unnatural sometimes. You know, sometimes the other person don't know what they want or expect. You know, sometimes they know what to expect, but they confuse you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I prefer the love zone because it's all true and natural, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's there.
Absolutely.
You ain't got to be tippy-toeing around and shit. You know what I mean? Friend zone, you just don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, I mean, it is what it is. So I just go with the flow. You know what I mean? I'm just that type of dude. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Especially if you up close and personal, you can see through the eyes of the others, you know.
Oh, yes. I'm big on eye contact. I'm trying to tell you.
You're right. Billy Ocean moment.
Okay. Yeah, you know, it's true what they say. You know, the eyes are the window to the soul, and they tell your story. Even if a person, you know, can't read, you know, you can't help but take notice sometimes. So,
exactly.
I can dig that. I dig that. That's what's up, Diva.
Mm-hmm. So, we are eagerly awaiting your piece. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. This piece I titled Friend Zone, Love Zone. Hello, it's me again, the warmth that touched your soul. What part do we play in this life episode? Am I the Captain Save-A-Ho or the cool, nice bro? Maybe a nice gentleman that play a role on the low. Looking good around each other, carrying vibes as if we lovers. Something strange inside the rain like toast without butter. How do we hug and kiss, feeling blissed on the mix? Who is it taking a risk, shuffling cards that's been fixed? Speaking in a lingo that resemble couples that mingle. Whatever was thought simple no longer hold potential. Blind eyes, open wide, flag on the gameplay, as if getting bad cooked steak on a dinner plate. Communication compromised, peacocks running high. Lions are alive outside the jungle where it's nature rise. although we see the beauty and range of any distance. It's all up to you how you want to handle business. Don't keep me on the sideline for a just-in-case moment. Let me work them body parts like disconnected components. If it's not meant to be, walk away with your jealousy. I'm not good with math, yet so I'm great with others' chemistry. Can't.
Well, dang.
Yo. You ain't pulled no punches, man, did you?
I'm telling you. Hey, that was a don't play with me. You want to play, go somewhere else. Okay.
Dog, don't play with me. Play with your kids. I like that, Jordan. It's like this. I ain't a piece of candy. Don't save me for later, because I'm not gonna be there. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm trying to tell you. I like that, Jordan. You know, don't get no more straight up than that. That's what's up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
I was waiting for you to get your kids. Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes
you get that little energy belt, the right, you know what I'm saying? Got my Royal Link bracelets on, you know what I mean?
I know that's right. Shout out to Royal Link.
There you go.
Shout out to
Right,
you know what I mean?
Yes, that was dope.
Yeah,
that was real dope.
Well, dear, before we let you go, what you got going on in Radio Land?
Yeah.
Well, every Tuesday, we have the Poetry Corner Show, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Come through and rock it out. YouTube, Let's Talk, Facebook group. This Thursday, 8 p.m., we might have a pop-up show. So, yeah, I'll let everybody know about that, you know, when it manifests. So, yeah, it's good to be here in the new year, 2022.
Absolutely. Most definitely. That's what's up.
It was really good to hear from you. Wow. Thank you so much.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Wow. Eva,
that was amazing.
It was. All right. So let's open up the next mic. All right. Uh-oh. Hey, Steve, what's going on? Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey, ladies, it's Kimbrella Renee. How y'all doing, Queen?
Hey, that's what's up. How you doing, Queen?
You all got to support. Got to come through and support my sisters. Uh-huh. You know, I haven't been through in a while, so I'm like, let me make it my business before I take it down today, because it was a long day at work today.
I hear you, and it is appreciated. Always appreciated. Yes, definitely. And it's always good to hear from you. Thank you for the support. Likewise.
I'm listening to. So what's the question again? I think I got it, but I want to make sure before I. What was the topic?
Okay, it's the question. It's actually a 2-part question. When you hear. Being in the love zone, what is your first thought, and how is it comparable to being in the friend zone?
Okay, so when I hear, so being in the love zone, the first thing that comes to mind is committed. Like when I think about being in a love zone, when I'm in love, I'm fully committed to that person. That person is fully committed to me. And we're on a path where we're growing together and, you know, kind of being a mirror to one another, helping each other grow to the best that we can be, whether it's to get, you know, and it's kind of, for me, the way I love is that no matter what situation, like if I'm in a relationship with somebody, I'm usually trying to push them to be the best person they can be, not just to benefit me, but to benefit them, whether we're together or not. I always want to leave, even if it's something, if it's a relationship that's not going to last, I always want to, when I connect with people, make them better or add something to them that'll make them better. Hopefully the same will come back to me when I'm in a love zone with someone. And then you said the second part of the question is, I'm sorry?
The second part of the question is, how is being in the friend zone comparable? How can you, what kind of comparisons do you make with that being in the love zone?
Okay, so for me, we have to be friends first. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. for me, being friends first and having that deep connect, being friends allows a deep connection to evolve way before love even comes into play. I feel like being friends, you're really open with each other. You mm-hmm. probably would say the most brutally honest things that you would be scared to say to somebody that you're in love with. You know, I feel like you're really, really honest. You're really, really open, and you just you have the chance to be free. This is, you know, to truly just be 100% yourself, and either that person is going to fall in love with that or they're not, and vice versa. That's mm-hmm. why I love being right. friends first, because it just gives you that space to kind of let your hair down. And mm-hmm. you don't come in with representatives. You know, when you come in with the goal, like, I want to fall in love and I want to be in a relationship, we all mm-hmm. come in with representatives. You know what I mean? But being friends, yep. you're just you. You're just you and the bare naked.
There you go. That's right.
Wow.
So when you, by the time you do fall in love, you know mm-hmm. where to, you know, you don't step on toes or landmines. You already know what
yeah.
it is, what their pet peeves are, you know what I mean, what will offend them, what won't, what they love. You pretty much know your person, you know what I mean? So that's what's up. I love that answer you gave. Thank you.
No problem. Yeah. No problem yeah. at all.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah. We want to know.
Go ahead. Oh, I know. I was gonna let you ask because I know I do have a piece. Is that what you wanna ask me?
Yep. We wanna know what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight. You know, that's my signature question, right there.
Yeah. I hear you, sis. So, I have a piece. It's between two pieces. You can tell me which one you want to hear. There's a piece called Silent Questions. It's more of a romantic piece, and the other piece is more of a kind of goes along, a little bit along with the question, you know, the topic that you guys have this evening.
Okay. Well, I'm a big romantic at heart. I'm a hopeless romantic at heart, so I'm always going to choose love and romance. But,
that's
Diva, what you want to hear?
That makes both of us.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll go with the romantic one. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Excuse me. But can I speak to those silent questions that rest within the posture of your knees? See, I've been watching you, watching your walk and how it parallels mine, watching your rhythmic pulse stamp the pages of your life with the journey of your being. And I can't stop myself from kissing your reflection as it kisses me back through the passion in your eyes. Have you experience the pleasure of seeing yourself within mine? God is truly taking his time with you, for all that he prepared in your space is revealed within each layer. See, from the melanin in your tone to the marrow of your bone, you are a story of my forever, a lifeline worthy of a lifetime, beauty undefined, building, shaping, and molding into the vision I'm beholding in my frame as the man for me, the man I need, my future. Can you feel my exhale capture the depth of us in trust? The vibration of your baritone makes direct contact with my spirit. So when I tell you, I feel you. Now you know exactly what I mean. See, everything that you are inspires me. When I see life on hellish terms, you see the God in me, while sometimes even protecting me from myself. I look forward to the rise in your sun because I know you understand that though there are billions of stars that provide light to the night sky, you can only rely on the direction of one to guide you home. And since it's known that home is where the heart is, I'm leaving you the key so you don't even have to knock. The silhouette of you opening the door feels like a housewarming. Everything I need is wrapped in the presence of your presence, and all I want to do is re-gift it. No holiday required. See, I envision you sitting by the fireplace that is encased in my ribs as we become a silent movie of lovemaking without movement. Window to window, we stare into each other's souls, bearing witness to stories told through a trail of tears, and we become patience of patience, which leads us to this moment right here. See, we're so close. I can taste the anticipation in our breaths while time's hands stroke the clock's flesh, and the ticking becomes foreplay for mind sex that gets more slippery wet than hot pavement during the first few minutes of rain. But no hydroplane, steady and slow, as we both know exactly how to ride, exactly how to drive each other the way no other could ever imagine. So I'm asking you to screen these words down to their root and origin, where my actions will support the posture of your needs. Because what I receive each time you open your eyes makes the pain of my past all worthwhile. In peace.
Yo, I got some.
Oh, my goodness.
You dropped some gems. I want to speak on, but go ahead, Diva. You first.
First of all, there was a line in there that it just got me. Something about building, molding, and I love the man I'm beholding, or something like that. I'm paraphrasing.
Oh, okay.
Some of these romantic lines, you've just been tugging at my heartstrings. The more you read, I heard wedding vows in there, I heard promises in there, and the true love that I heard in there. And I'm thinking, well, I want one. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Okay.
Okay.
I have one, please. I'm like, that was amazing. That was so dope. I'm like, whoa. That was amazing. I thank you so much. Mm-mm-mm.
Thank you. Thank you, Queen.
Yes. Man, the first one that got me was, you. What did you say? You're the story of my forever?
I said, from the melanin in your tone to the marrow of your bone, you are a story of my forever, a lifeline worthy of a lifetime.
Jeez. And then, you know what? Oh, my God. Then you said, the vision of your silhouette feels like homecoming. Oh, my God. That right there, you know what? That takes me back to a line that I wrote in a piece a couple years ago, where I was telling it was like a dear future husband type thing, and I was saying I'm trying to play that major part in your final final chapter. That piece that you just did was so dope. I'm just telling you. I mean, but I'm a fan anyway, a major fan of your work.
Thank
and
you.
That right there.
Yes.
Oh, God, I love that piece, man.
Thank you so much. Oh, yes. Okay, I know what you're talking about. I was trying to find the line that you just said. I said, the silhouette of you opening the door feels like a housewarming. Everything I need is wrapped in the presence, and all I want to do is re-gift it. No holiday required.
Amazing. And Kimbra, I'm gonna leave you the key. Right?
I love that one. Yeah,
okay.
I'm gonna leave you the key.
That's right.
Yeah, I love it. Love it.
That was dope.
I'm gonna steal you, Kimbra. If I ever make that move ever again, I'm gonna have to have you come on in. And I'm gonna have to call you.
Oh,
I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much.
Nice.
Look, thank you. Well, we're going to usher you into the love lounge, and look, your favorite libation and your favorite cushy chair is all in there.
All right now.
Thank
right.
you.
One love, love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Peace, ladies.
Peace. That was so dope. Oh, oh man, I love to hear her poetry.
Me too. You know, and it's amazing because she can go all in and snap your head off, and then next thing you know, she's tugging at every heartstring you own. I'm like, well, wow.
She's a beast with them words. I'm trying to tell you, wordplay.
She really
is. Okay, I love it. Yes, yes.
I'm trying to tell you. Wow. Well,
okay.
I think it's time for a station identification break. Because she just knocked my socks off, okay?
Okay. You got that, Diva? Because, you know, on my end, it's kind of...
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off. At Epiphany Radio.
Man, oh my goodness. Well, I'll keep the party going on, okay?
Yeah.
It's 10:15, everyone. And again, this is the Real Entertainment Network, and this is the Love Zone with Miss VIP and my diva La Perla Negra. And we are ready to go to the next poet. All right. Uh-oh, we're in the Midland. Hey, Kendrick, how you doing?
Hey, Kendrick.
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing?
What's good with you? We all right. We chilling. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Just chilling, listening to the show.
Well, we appreciate you calling in. That's what's up.
Yes. We appreciate that. So, Kendrick, what do you think when you hear that you're in a love zone? What is your first thought? And how is that comparable to just being in a friend zone?
Ooh. Well, before I get into the love zone, let me tell you something about the friend zone. Mm-hmm. I was hearing the other poet before me, and she gave some good pointers on, you know, being in a friend zone. It's like you pretty much it's pretty much like you're open-minded about things that you'll be able to share when you're in a friend zone versus, you know, being in a love zone. It's like you say whatever, whenever, and there's no kind of beef or nothing that you have with the person. Y'all kind of click that way. And you sometimes have your limits. When one person still wants to remain friends with you, but when you feel a deeper connection with that person, and you feel mm-hmm. like that you want to be with that person, but they kind of like, now let's stay here because I can be myself with you in this zone versus being in the love zone. Because if I get into the love zone with you, I will see things totally different, and it's not going to feel right. And you have to, you know, kind of push that person to the side and go on to the next, that sort of thing. But when you in the love zone and you know the individual real well and y'all have a strong, deeper connection, you don't worry about the naysayers. You don't worry about what they say, what they think, and all that sort of nonsense. And y'all mm-hmm. know that the love y'all have between each other is raw, is real. And you can go further and deeper into the relationship get to a point where you're ready to take that next level, and that's, you know, to get married and settle down and just build a family and so on and so forth. That's just my take mm-hmm. on that.
Okay. What's up? Well, so Kendrick, what piece do you have for us tonight?
I was trying my best to add a little more stuff on a piece that I just did. It's kind of short, but for some reason on Facebook, it didn't take or whatever.
Okay.
So I'm just going to roll with the little piece I got now, because I was adding some more stuff on there, but for some reason it didn't take, so I'm just going to spit this little piece I got. Being in a friend zone isn't so bad because you can do whatever, whenever, at any given time. No strings attached whatsoever, and there's no pressure. But being in a love zone, you have that special connection with the right somebody who makes you feel special. When you're in the love zone, you can be vulnerable without being judged, especially when that special someone knows your weakness and doesn't take advantage of you. And when we make love, I want to be in love with your mind, not just your body. In a friend zone, you just can't allow your emotions to get in the way, especially when the sex is good. Enjoy the moment and move on. But when I'm in love, I want to enjoy every moment with you. And that's that piece.
That was okay. Nice. That was really nice.
Absolutely.
I like that. Oh, yeah. I understand what you're saying, too. Yeah. When you're in that love zone, it's a particular, it's a certain energy that is shared between you two, that is exchanged. And yeah, you don't want to be with anybody else. That root, being in that love zone, being friend zone, you're getting to that level of being comfortable with that person. I dug that. I dug that, Kendrick. I hope that's all right. Eva, what you say?
Absolutely. Because the general consensus is that we all love the love zone when we're in it, because like you said, there's no games being played. You hope. And then you can just be yourself with that person and just let it go and really go with the flow. Now, still with me in the friend zone, I'm still going to give it to you straight. I ain't going to pull no punches because I'm that kind of friend. And I don't want anybody pulling punches with me either. Just tell me the truth. And if it hurts, I'll be like, dang, that stung, that hurt. But dang, okay, but thank you. You see what I'm saying? So, like I said, there's an advantage to being in the love zone versus being in the friend zone. Both have their pros and cons, that's for sure. All right. Well,
yeah, but I'll take that honesty any day, I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I agree. All right. Well, Kendrick, thank you so much. And we're going to usher you into the love zone with your favorite libation or food and the cushy chair. One love, one mic.
All right. One love, one mic, y'all.
Diva, we all up in the love zone. How about I do this right here?
I am ready for love. Why are you hiding from me? I'd quickly give my freedom to be held in your captivity. I am ready for you might receive. just need you to acknowledge I am here. If you give me half a chance, I'll prove this to you. I will be patient, kind, faithful, and true to a man who loves music, a man who loves.
That's a beautiful song. I love that song by her.
Girl, I am such a fan of India Arie, okay? My favorite album by her is Acoustic Soul. Oh, my God. Mm. I mean, I love all her. I love Elvis, everything that she does. But this one particular album, it touches me. It's different, you know? Thanks.
Yeah. This song always touched me. Yeah, this song, despite every time I hear it, it touches me. And, you know, just when I feel like I'm ready, I tell you.
Okay. Girl, you know what? Yeah. You got to hear her song, Beautiful. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
That song right there, if you never heard it, check it out. Check it out.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Most certainly.
I love this song. Yeah, definitely. I'm going to listen to me from India Ivory when this is over, because I'm in the mood for her now. I'm going to grab my, well, I don't use no hairbrush. I ain't had no hairbrush in a long time, but I'm going to grab something and be singing in the mirror with my fake mic. I still do that. That's one of the parts of me being a big kid at heart. I still do that. I got to find me a karaoke dinner somewhere. Can't carry a tune in a bucket of water.
Hey. Back in the day, my cousin and I used to sing The Sweeter He Is by the Soul Children with broomsticks, with our mics.
Okay.
That's our microphone. Yeah, girl, we used to tear it up.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Ziva, would you like to give the rundown for the week?
Oh, I'm going to give it a try. I haven't done that in a long time. Let me see if I can remember. All right. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, how about I start with Monday night? Monday night, we have the Soul Cafe. I am actually one-third host. I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, and Poetic. Now, y'all come on by there Monday night at 9, because we got a second half of the show called Pick Up Your Pen. And that segment actually challenges you to tap into your creative writing side. Now, I know y'all going to love it, because you never know what you're going to come up with. You get a chance to write a piece within the time limits of a song that's playing for you. Y'all come on by and check it out. Tuesday night, man, I'm going to tell you something. This man that hosts these shows on Tuesday nights has so many shows going on, I can't even pinpoint one. So I'm going to just tell you, come on by Tuesday nights. You either got Fly Speak, The War Council, Honey Drippers, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever kind of show is going on, he got it, okay? And that is hosted by Mojave, okay? And as you see right here where you're at tonight, the Wednesday night, we are in the love zone. And I know you're going to love the topics we come up with. It's up in the air, but you know how we like to keep y'all hanging on. Y'all come on by Wednesday night to get caught up here in the love zone. Thursday night is that, oh, man, that's like got to be one of my favorite shows out of Epiphany shows. It is The Get Down, and it is hosted by J. Rob the Wise Son and Poetic. Now, I don't know what the topic is. I think they've taken us on a tour around the world. And I do, yeah, I think they're stopping in Philly tomorrow night, you know. They're talking a little taste of the sound of Philly and some cheesesteak, some water ice, and some pizza and all that good stuff. Come on by Thursday night. Tomorrow night, matter of fact, you know, get on down. Friday night, now, I'm not sure. Okay, all right. So we got Friday night is Renaissance Poetry with Keith Ellis. Okay, and that's he tells you all the time, bring your best shit. And it's open mic poetry. Saturday night, I do believe it is Let's Talk About It with Poetic. They do date night differently. Okay, and Sunday night we have the Inspiration Factory that is hosted by Divine Inspiration and Poetic. And we're going to have some church up in there on Sunday night, right? Back to you, Diva.
All right. And see, you did a great, great job. Ladies and gentlemen, it is, we are on top of the 10 o'clock hour. And dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Now, I see a couple of, but I'm not going to call them out, but if there are no more poets, we're going to have to shut it down. But luckily for us,
another hand
we have,
up, Diva.
We have a hand. Yes, I see it.
Yeah.
All right, area code 518. You are in the love zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello. Welcome to the love zone.
What's happening? The Chili Jones. How are you?
I'll be hanging in there. How are you?
Yeah, trying to figure out your show. You got so many of them.
Like, what is it? I don't know. I'm trying to figure it all out. Matter of fact, I think I wanted to put you guys on my headphones. Oh, there's my headphones. I was like trying to figure out what I did with them. Sorry if that was loud. Because I was trying to put my thing in at the same time. It's just going to work out. Y'all can hear me, right?
Yes, you can.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, you can hear me now, right? It's better?
Yeah.
Okay. Just get this one. All right. So what are we doing?
It's my turn. All right, Mojave. Mm-hmm. Tonight we are asking a two-part question. When you hear being in a love zone, what is your first thought? And how is it comparable to being in the friend zone?
Wow. Well, you're asking complicated questions. All right. So the love zone to me means that the possibility and the potential for love exists when you're with the person, you're around them. And so you're in a zone around them. It just hasn't activated yet to the point where it's like the experience before you actually get into it, but you know it exists. It's like knowing that you see love at first sight, you're like, you know, the love zone is, I like you. I like you too. And you're like, well, what are we going to do? But I don't know. right?
Okay.
And so with the friend zone, you know, the only comparison is the zone. Because when you're in a friend zone, that means somebody basically puts you in there and ain't trying to let you get up out that month. They're like, yeah, yo, woman, I believe you're the most beautiful essence of everything else in the world. Because like, I really like that poem, brother.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Hit you with the brother real quick. Like, yeah, that's that one thing that drags you right back into the zone. Where you going? You ain't getting out of here.
Show them now.
Throw this ankle on your wrist, drag you right back down to the friend zone.
Okay.
The only thing that I think is messed up is that some women, right, will put you in the friend zone and then be mad at their homegirl for going to get you out the friend zone. They'll be like, you got all this interesting man. I'm just talking to him. I seen him first. No, but you put him in the friend zone. You didn't even like nothing about him. But, you know, I've seen situations where a person would get mad that they missed out on a person because they didn't like something because they weren't, quote-unquote, physically attracted to them, or they thought that person wasn't worth their calendar. Meanwhile, they're dealing with, you know, Dick Dastardly and Smutty Peterson. And then you start
yeah.
relationships with the dude. And then the dude comes out and be like, yeah, what happened? Like, yo, you know, we went out. We went to vacation. But like, no, it should have been me. Well, Skippy, you put him in a friend zone. That's what happened. You didn't
mm-hmm.
try to investigate. You just had your own personal thing that you thought was
mm-hmm.
you. Oh, he has to be this or he has to be that. Or you got to look like this. You got to look like that. And so the funny thing is I had a friend. Who fortunately she's married to a person who was not anything that she liked or wanted to be with, but
mm-hmm.
his kindness, his devotedness, his
mm-hmm.
loving kindness was what made the difference, because he was always
mm-hmm.
trying to pick a guy that fit this category of what it is, and she had been treated like junk by all these other dudes that she had chosen. But when the dude chose her, he pursued her. And he just kept, you know, and she treated him horribly for like 6 months. She was crapping on him, leaving him on red,
mm.
and everything else like that.
Mm.
And then, you know, and, you know, the funny thing is that when she finally started thinking about it, because he's like, I just want to talk to you. I mean, he's like, I don't want to do anything else. He talked to her, and they started having longer and longer conversations. Then they started having
mm-hmm.
long conversations going out. They have a long conversation going out and then doing something else. And then he just kept tacking on another activity, you know. And then when it happened, she's like, this man loves me, like the whole of me, the heart of me, my soul, like. He wants to
mm-hmm.
be with you. And he let her know right off the top. He's like, listen, I want to be with you. He's like, I don't just want you. He's like, I want you to be my wife. Like, and so the funny thing is, all of her friends who know who she is know that he was the complete opposite of everything that she had ever looked for. And now she's that much happier. He's a great, like, even though the father of the kids is in the kids' lives, and she's good friends with them, he's equally a great father to those kids, and he doesn't even have kids, but they look to him because he's consistent, he's fair, he's just, you know, he treats them like he's their own, and so, you know, it's real stuff. So a lot of times when people put you in friend zones, it's only because of their inability to see you for who you actually are in accordance to what they feel their needs are. Can I answer your question?
Yes, it does.
Absolutely.
And you're right. You're right. When you are put in the friend zone, I've seen it between two associates of mine. One of them he was interested in, and he approached her, and she straight put him in the friend zone. And they were cool. I mean, they got along great. They you know what I'm saying? But she kept him at that level until her girlfriend came along, and she saw something else in him, and she kind of like pulled him away from her, and she was like, I saw him first, you know, he was mine first, and she was like, you didn't want him like that, you didn't see what I saw. So now you just lost out, and it caused a big issue between those two women. But I'm like this, don't nobody want him. I mean, nobody wants him until somebody else wants him. And it's the same thing with women. Don't nobody want her until somebody else wants her. You know what I mean? And now he's got something that she desires. Oh, now she's feeling some type of way. You don't have no right to feel that way because you didn't want him the way he wanted you to want him, the way he deserved to be wanted. You know what I'm saying? So I dig that. I like that answer. Thank you, Harvey. Thank
people
you very
sleeping
much.
On the ugly duckling. From this ugly duckling to all ugly ducklings, you become a swan one way or the other. And just swim how you came to swim, for real.
Well, see, the thing about that ugly duckling thing, okay, I'm going to admit, I'm very, very superficial. I've always been a sucker for a pretty face, always. But throughout the years of dealing with them motherfuckers that look pretty on the outside and being treated really ugly because deep inside they were just messed up individuals, I look past that. I'm like this, okay, well, you look the way you look, but what's going on with your soul? What's going on with your spirit? Let me see. I go by energy. How do you treat people? That's what I want to know. How you going to treat me? Okay, because all that pretty shit, that shit fades real quick.
Absolutely.
In my eyes. If you are a fucked up individual and you going to treat me like shit, don't even breathe in my direction. I'm trying to tell you. Because it's not sweet like that no more. It really isn't. Okay? So I stopped going by that. I mean, I still got my preference. I have a particular look that I mean, it's just a particular person, you know, a style that I like. But I have to look at how, you know, the content of your character more so than that. I mean, and it looks, that's a plus. It's a benefit, but it doesn't matter now. It really doesn't because, like I said, I've been in relationships where, all that ooh and that, ooh, girl, he look good. I know, but you bitches don't know what the fuck he's doing to me behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? So all that ugly duckling thing, guess what? Inside, yeah, they are beautiful swans, okay? And then they're worthy of you, so. That's all I've got to say about that. Now, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something.
That's got to be delicious. Hold on for a second.
You know that's my signature question.
I know that's your signature question. I'm trying to think about what it is I should do. But hold on, I got it. Let me do this. Oh, that's funny. I should do that. No, I'm not going to say that. That's very gross. That's a gross poem. Okay, hold on. Let me see if I got this right. Because I'm trying to figure this out. But other than that, can I tell you what happened in Epiphany Radio coming out, what we have coming up in the near future, which is going to be pretty dope. We are going to be doing Philosophy Open Mic, and I believe I have really three super dope heavyweight poets coming through, if I can get my stuff together for them. We're going to take Open Mic. We're going to take Philosophy to the next level because, number one, we sit there and we do Philosophy. I'm gonna try something a little bit different. I'm not going to tell nobody about because I got to test it and see if it works. But if it works, I was going to be it's going to be really amazing, which I think is going to work out. All right, I think I'm ready.
I'm sure it is going to be amazing. The mic is yours.
All right, hold on. Let me just make sure I get it. This is what happens when you have to go through what's close. I'm doing that. Okay. Just tell me if it's right. Can y'all hear this?
Barely, but we can hear it.
Can you hear it now?
Yeah, that's good, right there.
Okay. All right. day I met my wife. It was hard to describe what it felt like to know a love that is unyielding, plentiful, connected, cultured, loving. And when I knew, I was used to what it felt like to lose, to sit with sorrow of loss, curses, and furrowed brow, ever threaded to soften the expressions that spoke silently, hate, of whole bodies, G-T-O-F-H, with a side of nigga what? When someone can leverage you and press you into wine while playing victim, taking you all at the same time, you become wary. And when I knew, it seemed every time she spoke, the lights grew brighter, the atmosphere felt easy, I could breathe, the essence leave me, my heart weighed by scale was less than a feather. This weather was not a matter or issue as she stole the struggle of emotional muscle into the light tissue that I could feel her. Touched there, I would stare and marvel at her beauty and think that she could take this walk into love with me. I speak sweet, like honey. The tea always hot, soothes me, caresses my throat, wraps around me, firm and possessing, but not possessive. Speaks to my inner being, I can hear my desire sing. And we hadn't even touched yet. I feel like this is just one of a thousand lifetimes that we've been with each other. Timeless kisses between lovers. Here is how we know love is eternal. And when I met her, I did not know that we would occur a spur of the moment of easy conversation, a sympathy of crescendo that painted my eyes safio, a smile of logo and pluviophile. She was hip-hop, slow jams with a side of gospel as I heard the song of a siren's love spell, the way that John Coltrane blue jazz. She was my yay like yaz, and you don't get to feel that way every day. It shapes and colors floating. When I met her, she came to push me out of complacency into compliance of chasing my wildest dreams. That she the same to love herself with a fire that was not just fierce, but pierced the heart of where my icebox used to be. That she laid claim to what was hers and dared anyone that she would darken the sun and speak blood red moons and release monsoons and then say, are you ready yet for me to be angry? That she would not let me retreat into wax stereotype, that she would be the strongest and ready to fight if you dared defend us or our family. She was the better half of me, the whole, swole with queendom, spirit and blessings, and the act and word of loving her was a sainthood, a divine order, the art of empty hands, the command of a full heart, the knowing of plans, and each kiss secures the ancestors' wish. To be fruitful, prosper, push beyond the negative that threatens to steal the whole of us. You are my trust. This is love with no lust. Agape love. The song of Solomon, Ruth, and Boaz. You are a blessing of the divine that made me pray for you to be mine. He who findeth a wife findeth a good thing. When I found her, I found me. The best bond of all the light and love that you bring. The reason why my heart sings. You are the queen that makes me king. But whenever I meet her, when I meet her, and that time or place exists, I will tell my future wife, I've been waiting all my life for your hand forever in eternal bliss. Move a little closer. I need your kiss. Poem.
Damn, honey. You do this every time. Ooh, and you wonder why. Oh, my God. You said Song of Solomon. What did you say? What?
You said what?
What was that line about heaven? It's a heaven's divine gift or something. What did you say?
What did I say? I don't even know where I was at. I'm sorry. let me see. Blah, 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 blah. I don't even know where that line is. I don't know. You have to tell me.
It was such a beautiful piece. You do that every time. It never fails.
Mm-hmm.
really doesn't.
I love that. And I love that.
Steven, did you hear me? Did you hear me like?
I heard you,
yes, but I was in here doing it myself. I was like,
no. It's always seem-worthy, I'm trying to say. Yes.
Always.
That was beautiful.
The words right out of my mouth. Absolutely. Yeah, a woman can, you know what, a girl can't help but fall into you, into those pieces. And the way that you recite them, it's the tone of your voice, the gentleness, all of that. It's just, it's like a, you know, you got that favorite pillow or that big old cushiony stuffed animal that you could just lay into and just, you know, it's good right there. It's just good, and it's no worries right there in that space. That's how your pieces make a woman feel, man. That shit is dope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I try.
Totally.
I try.
And go with being all humble. But that it's a beautiful, beautiful piece, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It is.
That's all I can do.
I've been a fan of yours from the start. You know that. So
absolutely.
Just,
I appreciate that.
All right. Now that we know where you're at, and last week is coming up, so we look forward to it on Tuesday night. And now we're going to usher you into the Love Lounge. All right.
You put me in the Love Lounge. Come on over there.
Hey.
Guess what? Get some coconut oil and rub it all over somebody's ball.
Some other seafood you can handle. Okay.
I got it.
All the seafood you like.
No, that's right.
And your favorite libation. Okay.
Ooh,
I got you.
Ooh. There you go.
See? I pay attention. Anywho.
I know that's right.
All right, Hobbs. One love, one mic.
All right. One love, one mic.
All right.
Great, good God Almighty. I mean, he just does it to us each and every time.
Every time, without fail, you just know you're going to be treated to that girl. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I do? I just get my heart ready. Like, girl, don't you let him tug your strings, and then by the time he's done, I'm like, he didn't do it again.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Diva. Well, Diva. Oh, hey. So you're my bro. You're my roadie, and I appreciate you hanging out with a woman tonight. So I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Hey, any last words for tonight, Diva?
Well, I appreciate you too. You know, because teamwork makes the dream work, all of that good stuff, you know, and I love hanging with you too, Diva. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want y'all to continue to be safe, respect one another, love one another, get that good relationship going with yourself, and please be a little bit more thoughtful about this germ that's going around. You're sick, stay away from people until you start getting better, please. As with any cold, any kind of virus or germ that you are infected with, it's contagious and people will catch it. So think about that, okay? Show a little bit more consideration. Stay away from people. You come back out, life still happens, okay? And other than that, I want to thank all the callers, the people that streamed online, the listeners, the post that called in and gave those beautiful, awesome pieces. Thank y'all. Mm-hmm. Love you guys. Thank you, Diva.
Now, this is very unorthodox, but I want to thank everybody who prayed for me while I was hospitalized and even continuing their prayers for me, because this was a rough patch in my life, and I really appreciate all of you, okay, especially my soul tribe. Y'all know who you are. So thank you so much. And everybody, just be safe. My family, pieces of my family have this daggone virus. And, you know, you just don't know. It's like Danielle said, it's contagious. It's all get out. So wear your mask and stay away from people. Just try to.
And y'all just be safe. And God bless you all. And thank you so much for listening in and participating. And I just thank y'all. All right, Diva, take us out.
Here we go.
I love you.
There's something I